The tax deal ripples from Washington to Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiotakis. President Obama continues to defend the tax deal he made with Republican leaders, saying the tax cuts to the middle class and extension of unemployment benefits would help the economy. Because the compromise means the U.S. deficit will grow, investors started selling off government treasuries yesterday. But today, the bond markets recovered for the most part. The battle over who owns the Los Angeles Dodgers has taken yet another dramatic turn. The judge in the Frank and Jamie McCourt divorce case invalidated the post-marriage agreement that stated Mr. McCourt was the sole owner of the Major League Baseball team. Josh Fisher runs the website DodgerDivorce.com. Yes, there is such a site, and he's with us now to talk about the latest turn of events. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
What happens next in this drama?
Well, unless they find a way to settle this thing, the next step will be another trial where we characterize all the assets in the marriage. So we determine whether they are marital property or community property or separate property, and we'll go from there.
And we're talking about the Dodgers team specifically, right?
That'll be one of the assets that will need to be characterized, yes.
How does this affect the baseball team while this is still sort of in limbo?
Well, I think the biggest impact is that over the last several years, there's been a decrease in spending that's hurt the team from an organizational perspective as far as young talent. And so the biggest impact there's been is that the players just don't have good enough teammates.
The players don't have good enough teammates, so which means they're not winning as many games as they should, which means they're not going to the playoffs. But you think it's hurt the team?
I think on a macro level, yes. Do I think that the divorce affected day-to-day operations in the clubhouse this season? No, I don't. But the team has slid down the hill. There's not a lot of talent in the pipeline. And it seems like the entire 2010 baseball season was secondary in the public's eye to this ugly divorce going on. So I think fans are at this point are pretty war-weary about it.
Do we see the team being sold at some point? Is that the relief here, do you think?
It could be. And I'd say that most fans would want that. The trouble is there's very little that could absolutely compel the McCourts to sell the team. And my guess is that they're going to work as hard as they possibly can to find a way to resolve this in such a way that the team stays with the family.
Josh Fisher with DodgerDivorce.com joining us from St. Paul. Josh, thanks.
Yeah, not a problem. Have a good one.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The S&P up about 0.2%. The NASDAQ 0.3% higher right now. And the Dow up 6 points at 11,365. Sales at McDonald's rose last month by 5%, almost 5%, driven partly from the molded pork sensation boneless McRib sandwich. The Supreme Court today is hearing arguments in a case that's central to the immigration debate. At issue is an Arizona law that punishes employers for knowingly hiring undocumented workers. The law is being challenged by an unusual alliance, including the Obama administration, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Under the Arizona law, when a company knowingly hires undocumented workers, it can have its business license suspended, though so far Arizona has only gone after three employers. Judy Gans tracks immigration policy at the University of Arizona. For many companies, she says the law is mostly an inconvenience, like when new hires don't show up in the federal database known as E-Verify. Gans says it can cost a company in terms of productivity.
They've now made somebody an offer, and that person isn't allowed to start working until the immigration status question has been cleared up. Meanwhile, the employer has to put the job on hold.
It gets more complicated for companies operating across state lines. Robin Conrad is with National Chamber Litigation, the law firm representing the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. She says the inconsistencies between state laws are bad for business.
The classic example is when Arizona mandates the use of E-Verify and a state like Illinois prohibits the use of E-Verify.
The high court's ruling will have implications for 44 states considering their own immigration policies. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The Senate Banking Committee today looks at how to make U.S. capital markets more stable. Sounds a little wonky, right? But more stable markets help investors and bankers and keeps retirement money safe for the rest of us. Wall Street reform passed this year was supposed to fix those glitches, like that scary flash crash that caused investor panic earlier. But as Marketplace's David Gura reports, the markets are still not fail-safe.
If there's a problem with any of the capital markets, the whole system can fall apart. On May 6th, when a big stock order came in all of a sudden, that happened. The computers couldn't keep up with the volume, investors got skittish, and in just 5 minutes, the Dow fell almost 10%.
When you have events that make people doubt the structure and fairness of the markets, people get concerned.
That's James Angel, a professor at Georgetown University. He's scheduled to testify later today, and he says people don't understand how complicated the whole system is.
It is a complex network that consists of the exchanges, the brokers, the trading platforms, the technology vendors, the media companies.
The Dodd-Frank Act was supposed to overhaul financial regulation to heal the whole financial body. Angel says it's nothing more than a pile of Band-Aids.
It fixed a lot of the obvious problems we had in our financial markets, but it didn't fix the fundamental fragmentation of our regulatory structure.
He'll share the witness table with regulators today, including the chair of the SEC. Angel will tell the committee regulatory agencies need to cooperate more, or this year's flash crash won't be the last. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, millions will fly this holiday, and most of those travelers will go through the new body scanners at airports. So what better time to educate TSA security detail about American history? This company called Timovations is selling Fourth Amendment wear, T-shirts, socks, even underwear, with the printing of the Fourth Amendment guarding against unlawful searches. The letters on the clothing are metallic, therefore fully legible in those full-body scanners. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. Corporate downsizing left a lot of men feeling powerless and forced them to ask tough questions about their roles as men, husbands, and fathers.
Blue-collar workers were angry, upset about what had happened to them, but they weren't crushed in the same way that the white-collar workers were.
I'm Tess Vigeland, an interview with the director of the new film, The Company Men, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.